for them to actually go through a complete change without trying to affect the core of what Ping's known for, that's accuracy, forgiveness, but to actually add ball speed to it and change the sound.
Yeah.
Like, they're actually listening to us as fitters and not just making these changes.
Yeah, I have no complaints on my side as far as the numbers go, and I think our fitting bays, we've shown that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of people that have been turned off by the Ping sound and Ping look. There's no reason now.
Yeah, they've got it right now. Welcome back to the channel. Today we are going to be talking about the tech of the new Ping G440 family. So it's been 2 years since the core launch of G430, obviously.
Feels like yesterday.
Yeah, time flew by. Number one played fairway model across all three major tours, uncontracted, so pretty cool. And I think 181 worldwide wins since the debut of 430, so that's not a bad resume for a product line. So obviously this driver and this whole family of woods has a lot to live up to based off of how successful G430 was. And a big part of that was the LST head at the time until the 10K came out was the only one with this carbon fly wrap. So one of the biggest changes on the 440 family is every head has the carbon fly wrap. So instead of having an all-metal crown, now we've got, it's about 83% carbon, I believe.
Did only, in the 430s, did only the LST had carbon in
until the 10K come out.
Until the 10K.
But yeah, at that point.
That's what I've always been confused on is, which, I mean, they're different heads, so it makes sense why they have different materials, but so all of them now have the carbon fly material.
Yep, carbon fly wrap.
Why did they introduce that into the SFT and the Max model?
A lot of it was just sound. The big feedback that they've had was acoustically, some of the players that wanted to buy the product were just kind of disoriented based off the sound, so they kind of strayed away from it. And in early testing, 86% of the golfers who hit 430 versus 440 wanted to or liked the sound of 440 better.
Yeah.
The other big part is the weight saving. Obviously, as we saw the last 2 years with aftermarket shafts and club building, the pin heads were heavy. So we used a lot of counterbalance shaft like the Tensi 1K Orange and some back-weighted Acura ZBs.
Mm-hmm.
So it allowed them to save some weight. So I think that's the other part is just repositioning weight, allowing them to get this new thin face put on there and kind of move some weight around based on which head it is.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to talk a little bit about is because obviously Ping has had this shape of head since the what? When did they introduce the turbulators?
G430, and then you have the G, and then well, the G400.
Yeah, okay. So they've kind of had this same overall head shape for quite a while now. But I always felt like they were like one company not afraid to put in some internal weighting that you can't see.
Exactly, right? And I think that's where the SFT for a lot of those higher handicap slicers comes into play. My Golf Spy had did an independent test, and out of every quote-unquote claim in the industry, the SFT was the only head that actually promoted a draw with a slice swing.
Yeah, because like I would say in the fitting bay the last few years, I mean, even from the 425, I mean, you know, that LST had a niche market, but between the Max and the SFT, I always felt like for that specific player that dealt with the high rights or the high lefts, depending on which side of the ball they hit on, I mean, It was almost kind of like a sucker club for me to fit with because like I'll let them hit a few that would flail and then I would hand them something and it would immediately straighten out that ball flight or get that spin access, that side spin down significantly enough to where, you know, it's something that the consumer typically wasn't used to seeing.
Yeah, I mean, I think the other kind of cool part this year that it's kind of hidden in there, but all the heads changed. So, like, the Max head, even though, like, the CC is the same, the shape changed. So, all the heads have gotten a little bit smaller. So, even the Max head, smaller than last year's 430 Max.
I guess since we haven't, I mean, because that's the biggest thing, and it's a testament to how well received the, which one's the Max here?
That one on the far end.
Of course, the one closest to me. I mean, the last few years, the 430, I mean, when did they sell out of 430 heads?
They sold out of LSTs, I think, back in October or
and
August.
Then the Max wasn't
too far behind.
I mean, which they did have the 10K to fill in,
yep.
Which, I mean,
And it's still part of the lineup.
I would say that was Ping kind of like showing like, hey, we've been doing this for a while. All these companies coming out with 10K isn't anything new.
Yeah, I mean, Ping launched the first 10K MOI driver back with G400 Max. Yeah.
But I guess like I would not have believed you that the head shape has changed just because I'm so familiar with I just think Pings have always kind of looked.
Yeah, because if you look at it face on, you can see the new face too. It's gotten significantly longer heeled. Well, not, I shouldn't say significantly, but by a lot, changing the CG, and, three heads, they've lowered the CG.
Okay.
Which allowed them to flatten out that top line. Mm-hmm. So that's why all the heads kind of look pseudo smaller, even though they're not. So yeah. It allowed them to save a lot of strategic weighting.
Yeah. We were talking about head weight. I went and measured them, and you know, our biggest gripe with Pings when we're building them aftermarket and stuff, we can't control what hot melt they put in. All the companies, we don't really know until we physically weigh the head. They were heavy, but they definitely have cut down that weight. I mean, they're within about 6 grams.
Yeah,
and then everybody else
change out that back weight too pretty easily now.
Yes. Now shows how much carbon. What was typically the standard you would see, you know, Alta CB, their stock, regular flex. What weight would we mostly see in that head?
A 29 gram weight with a 65 gram shaft.
So it's 29 for 65 grams.
Yep. And now
50 gram?
Probably 27.
Okay.
And then the Alta Quick, I think had a 17 gram.
Okay. So then that's it. For some reason, I always felt like anything more than 17 grams was a lot. So when I pulled a weight out the other day and I saw that 29, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
He said it's got to be light.
Well, I think, too, the new adapter, so that free floating hosel. So when you actually put the adapter in this driver, there's a gap between where the screw connects and the actual adapter itself. Mm-hmm. So, again, allowed them to kind of reshape the heel section of the driver, because that was kind of like the only weak spot on LST was when you had that low hilly strike, you just lost a tremendous amount of ball speed.
Yeah.
So between the face change getting thinner and then repositioning all that weight, mm-hmm. that low hill strike actually takes off now. And it's not just not because, I mean, we saw it with my driver. I went through 4 or 5 shafts where I would hit a shot and it would just be 1400 spin low left. And so I'm really excited.
Which
to try
you had
this.
To do some stuff with the weighting of your head.
Yeah. We took a 29 out and put a 18 gram weight in.
Yeah.
And then I went to a counterbalance shaft for the first time ever.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to have to adjust that much when it comes to, and even from when I hit them, the overall feeling weight-wise.
No, I think this is the first lineup since the 400 series where I think it's going to be pretty cut and dry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm excited about it. I think the biggest thing for me is the sound.
Yeah.
Because even in here, like with us being indoors, not having to wear ear protection to do a fitting.
They fixed that with the 10K. They fixed that with the 430. I mean, the 425, holy cow.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a couple of students that I teach that got fit for the 425s. They're still hitting them. Hitting them great. I mean, most people that you see play Ping, you don't see them hop from model to model.
No, even on tour staff, it's the same way.
I mean, I think, isn't Victor Hovland
still playing 425?
425, which, I mean, right now I'm not going to say he's a testament looking at driving accuracy, but maybe the double pump golf swing will help get him back.
Yeah.
But what would you say fitting wise? What have you already seen in the bay with these heads?
I've been able to put a lot of players back into a max head that normally could not have gone max because of CG being like where the spin rate was.
Mm-hmm.
So I think with this new weight positioning, on average, it's dropping 150 spin compared to the old max head. And then my higher handicap players actually being able to utilize LST for them.
Mm-hmm.
To bring that spin rate down because of the new shaping and the new face.
The LST feels easy to hit.
Yeah.
I will say I've never played a Ping driver in my life. I've been fit prior to working as a fitter, but I've been fit at other locations. And I always felt like I overspun the LST. And I think that's just because I was constantly hitting it on the bottom, which that's just a tendency with my swing. I feel like the modern, with the new LST, I've even seen in fittings now that, you know, a 5 to 15 handicap could play this LST mm-hmm. and not suffer on the miss hits.
Yeah.
Now, have you had anybody with, like, really fast swing speed hit it yet?
Friday.
I'm saying fast, like
121 miles
like,
an hour.
I would say like greater than 120. Yeah.
We actually went to 10 degrees on LSD.
Really?
Yeah, with him.
That's unheard of.
Yeah, Ventus Black 6X on the VelaCore Plus.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what he does with it. Hadn't made a decision yet.
He hasn't made a decision. What was his spin hanging out around?
26.5.
Which at that club head speed, that's where pretty good. That's where you're going to be. I mean, if it's anything lower than that, that ball's flying out of the sky.
Yeah, I think for him, it's just going to come down to depends on what college says if they can get him hooked up or not.
Oh, okay, so he's a college player.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's the thing is I haven't had a fitting yet that's been in that 1% club head speed bracket wise, but I have had people that, I mean, you've seen pictures of ping drivers where how they can easily show ball marks. And biggest thing I would say is they're just ultra stable.
Yep. Especially on that toe strike.
You know, it's hard to judge what exactly is the fastest driver because no one puts the same swing on the ball twice. Right. But I mean, across the board, I think it will kind of show when we look at my numbers here in a second that, that ball speed kind of is hanging. It's a lot closer than you would think between even the three heads, even the SFT.
Yeah.
Now let's look at the numbers. I hit him. I would say I gave him the old college try, and the way that I would say is compared to because the first one we did was a QI. I like the sound of this better. I think the sound they got right. It just obviously we don't have a video, but it just sounded like with each of the heads there's just a thud. Which for a driver that's what I like. I want it to sound like I hit the crap out of it, even though numbers wise, I don't hit the crap out of the ball. I started off with the SFT. So if we look up here, I was swinging the club about 110, 111, averaging close to 160 ball speed. Hey, with a max draw, max forgiveness style model, 159 ball speed, 13.6 launch. 3,100 spin.
With that much weight in the back, that's to be expected.
No. I mean, honestly, I was really surprised to see that ball speed creep up to 160. Given how I hit it, I was hitting it low on the face. Again, I do that with all my drivers. But
The good news is the left driver went the most left.
Huh?
The good news is the left driver
went I would say the most we're two left. For two with companies right now where the left driver is going left. Now I will we'll look at the dispersion, but moving on to, then I hit the LST cause one, I thought I was hitting the max, but it was actually the LST. And I think that's probably a testament to the new head shape. You can't really tell a difference from the top, what the LST is compared to the max. And that's why you're seeing a lot of better players get into maybe the max head, but LST, ball speed jumped up to 163, spin dropped down 500 RPMs from the SFT as to be expected. Ball still went, for me, I'm already aiming left. I'm already hitting it left, but ball stayed relatively straight. Obviously, apex dropped down just because of spin. But overall, for me to hit a ping driver and keep the spin under 2,800 with the LST, that's impressive for me with where my strike location is. But I would say the biggest surprise, I hit the max head. And the max head, I would say, basic same numbers as far as LST, just spun a little bit more on the miss hit, but the ball still stayed in the air. It's like, I mean, we're talking the difference of 7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
Between
a ball speed driver and a forgiveness driver.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not bad. I would have expected that number to be more separated between max and LST, and it's not.
And like I said, I think my club speed across the board averaged like 111. So like I'm not generating enough speed to really create that gap, but to still have for the max head to hold up there, I thought the max was going to be a lot closer to the SFT than the LST. But I think after hitting it, I think the sound wise, they knocked it out of the park. I mean, a ping driver always looks like a ping driver. Now we look at this, right? You're talking about someone that's notorious for slicing the ball. I mean, I purposely want to hit slices. I only hit two fades. The rest were all little baby draws. Blue, oh, so blue was LST, and yellow was max.
Yep.
Okay. all in all, it's, I said this about the QI. I think the heads are doing what the heads are designed to do. And I'm a perfect testament because it's not like I was ripping it. It's not like I'm swinging out of my shoes.
Not when it's 26 degrees outside.
I'm just, I'm pretty surprised. I did not expect them to all hit them in the same group like they did. I mean, there were little draws. I had that one big left there. But, I mean, for the most part, if you want the ball to go pretty straight, I would say this is probably the driver.
Drifting driver.
Yeah. And not that I'm knocking on its speed. I think if I, like you saw with your guy the other day, if you swing it hard, you can get speed out of it.
If you hit the center of the face with any of them, you're going to get speed.
Yeah.
I just think that's kind of the cool thing. You know, to go every other year to bring out a product, I think helps us as fitters.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like, and it's not to pick on anybody, but every time you launch a driver every 9 months, mm-hmm. how much white noise can you make? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But for them to actually go through a complete change without trying to affect the core of what Ping's known for, mm-hmm. that's accuracy, forgiveness, but to actually add ball speed to it and change the sound.
Yeah.
Like they're actually listening to us as fitters and not just making these changes.
Yeah. Miles, pull up my strike locations because, I mean, let's just bounce through. It doesn't matter. Just bounce through them. Look at the strike locations. I mean, dead center toe. Right. Ball still went far. Ball still went straight. So there's that forgiveness. But go to the next one. What is that? That was the LST. This is the Max hanging around that dead center area. And we look at the SFT. I think the SFT, yeah, I hit it a little lower on the face.
Slappy toes.
Yeah. Lying go a little more upright on the SFT. But, I mean, hanging around the center of the face with all three of the heads, the ball – did what it's supposed to do.
It's all we can ask for out of a product.
For sure. And honestly, I'm used to the Callaway triple diamond shape. So that's why I was never afraid to hit it low on the face. Ping usually would scare me. Overall, pretty good numbers. And I have no complaints on my side as far as the numbers go. And I think our fitting bays, we've shown that as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's a lot of people that have been turned off by the Ping sound and Ping look. I
think with they've got
There's
it right.
There's no reason now.
Yeah, they've got it right now. Got the right recipe.
Do you think they'll – we'll close it off. Look at this before going to show and tell, and I think this will be a good question. Do you think they'll ever go away from the whole aerodynamic thing on top of the crown?
Not unless they can find something that's faster.
Yeah.
Why sacrifice speed?
Okay. Yeah, because their engineering department have actually proven that it's
it's
more efficient.
I mean, that's why they went away with it on Fairwoods. On Fairwoods last year, or on 430 products, first time they removed all the turbulators, well, they figured out a way to reposition the aerodynamics to get it faster.
Mm-hmm.
Ping's a company that, I mean, I've been out there in Phoenix. If they're going to make a change, they're going to make sure it's a factual change and not a marketing change.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's my only thing. It's I would play a Ping driver if it didn't have the turbulators, but also I can look at anything and if it works. And right now, I could easily go play those out there and not be worried about missing a fairway unless I make a crappy swing because usually I do with driver. But anything else, Ad?
No. I mean, it's pretty exciting product.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm actually – this has been a fun year already just getting our hands on it, you know.
Numbers are, you know.
Numbers are actually doing what they're supposed to for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's move on to show and tell. Dan Rappaport. Final threesome at the Amex has played 11 holes in 3 hours and 30 minutes. Picture perfect weather, not a particular difficult golf course, just so brutally slow to watch. Not one person's fault. I tried watching a little bit of the golf. Obviously, there was something called football going on yesterday. Some great games. So I would say Sunday was a way better day than Saturday, unless you're a Commanders fan. But I watched one hole. And then I watched Sepp Straka and their group tee off on 16. I flipped to another channel. I felt like the tournament was over. I clicked back. Sepp Straka's group was like just getting on 16 green after like 40 minutes. There's 72 players on the golf course. What is the excuse for slow play?
I don't know. I think Charlie Hall hit it on like penalty, lose your card.
I mean, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? I mean, because this is my point. It took exactly one more hour for the NFL to conduct two playoff games than it took for three golfers to complete the final round of this weekend's PGA Tour. And it's not them because they were waiting on the group in front of them.
Yeah,
it's just they always use the last group as a marking group for pace of play. I don't know what's going on in professional golf. Golf course was a pitch and putt. This is not a hard golf course. It's a putting contest on tour. I mean, in threesomes, I get you're going, and everyone's trying to say, well, it was threesomes. They went off in 11-minute intervals, right? They're going to, in double tee, they're going to get backed up. It's like, well, you teed off the final group starting at 8:40. Why don't you start tee times at 7:30? Like, and space it out a little bit. And the fact that the PGA Tour players and the PGA Tour are going to throw it in our face and say, well, don't worry, guys, next year we're getting rid of 20 tour cards. It's going to all be fixed.
Yeah. It's been a redundance that we've talked about. Pace of play. And instead of actually fixing the problem, they're going to cater to the 20 guys that are creating the problem.
That aren't even playing in the events.
Correct. That's right? The problem with
like the 20 guys that aren't even showing up for the events. Like I'm stoked for Sepp Straka. I mean, good dude. He's played awesome. Again,
yeah, the last two seasons.
We're in a Ryder Cup year, and this guy's going to be on the European Ryder Cup team. The European Ryder Cup team had two wins this weekend.
LIV guys can win on tour still?
Those LIV guys can still play golf. Mm. But pace of play, I'm done with it.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. That's why I'd rather watch football. Like, I just no way going about it. We got anything else? One more. Uno mas. By the way, my water bottle has 33 settings. Kyle sent these to me this weekend.
I'm so happy they're bringing these back. And we actually...
What are these?
So this is the Oil Can Limited Edition Vokey.
Okay, so is this the Oil Can or is this the copper?
The Oil Can.
Because they have both coming out.
So this is the Oil Can.
The Oil?
Oil Can.
The Oil Can.
So that finish will come off and it'll obviously rest over.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would say this is back to our old school way of judging things. This is a flush, but I don't like the silver stripe. But since it's going to rust,
because that finish will wear off, just like the old ones.
The silver stripe will look better. I think they're sick. What was you remember? I forgot which wedges I had them. My dad got them. Were they SM6s when they came out with the ionized like blue finish or something like that? Vokey did.
Probably SM7s.
It was either SM6, yeah. SM7 zone. But no, I think these are awesome. When do these come out?
So they're gonna start shipping. I think March 3rd. Hold on 1 second. You can actually pre-order them with us. I do know that because I secured us one full run of them.
Yeah.
So if you order the limited run, it's going to have a custom Z cord grip that's going to match the colorway and a custom shaft band on the Project X shaft.
Okay.
So $325, both stock and custom.
You know, I never change my wedges. I might get these.
I might just get a set to have on the wall. I know. To be honest, it's just a cool looking wedge.
Obviously, I've changed wedges like. Most people.
Like 5 times?
Yeah, that's semantics.
In a calendar year?
Semantics. Well, I can't help when companies keep coming out with cool stuff. Not flush. I think these are sick.
I'm excited to see them in person.
Yeah. So anything else to leave it to?
That's it.
Yeah. Until next time. Peace.